Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we love God. Yes, we just love to spend time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, 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 we give Him praise. We exalt Him. We acknowledge Him. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, He is our Lord and our Savior. And we just thank God. We thank God for Jesus. Huh? We thank God. Yes, we do. We thank God. We thank God for Jesus, for His many acts of kindness and love that He gives us. Oh, hallelujah. Nobody could do us like the Lord. No one. No one has the ability to do us like the Lord. Only Him. Only God. Only God. Only God could rock us when we're weary. Only God can hold us. Only God can talk to us. Only God can encourage us. Nobody. Nobody. Nobody could do us. Nobody could do us like the Lord. Nobody could teach us. Hallelujah. Like the Lord. Nobody has the ability. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, nobody. Only. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the risen Savior. Hallelujah. Our scripture today is, it says that the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes what? He establishes his steps. Glory to God. Proverbs 16 and 9. Which simply means you can plan all you want. You can lay it out. You can have the map. You can have an architect draw it up. Huh? You can have someone write out the plan. But the Lord, hallelujah, He will establish it. He will establish if it's going to fail or if it's going to prosper. Anybody listen to what I'm saying? God has that ability. Yes, yes. God, nobody, I said, could do us like the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God, thanking You, Master, for this day. Thanking You for the opportunity that You've given us. You, our leader, God. You, God, have given us Jesus, oh God. You've given us Jesus. You've given us the Holy Spirit, oh God. You've given us the Holy Ghost. You've given us as Your children, God. And we thank You, Master. We thank You, God, for such leadership, Master. Leadership that is unsurmountable. Nobody. Could lead us like You, oh God. Master, we know that there's a cry, oh God. There's a cry, oh God, all over the world, God. There's a cry, God. Oh, the earth is crying, God. Oh, God, the earth is crying. Oh, as He yield His voice to You, God. Oh, Master, those that don't know You, God, in the importance of their sins, Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that they come to know You, God. That they come to know You in the importance of their sins, oh God. That they learn that greater are You, God. Greater are You than anything that they touch, anything that they do. It's all about You, God. Oh, Master, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to be merciful, God. We know that You're a merciful God. We know that. We just asking You, God, for more mercy. More mercy, God. And we know that mercy will come. And it will come from You. Because You keep us, God. Nobody else can keep us, Master, but You. And we thank You. We thank You, oh God, in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We thank God. We thank Him. We say hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Oh, for your goodness and your mercy, God. It outweighs all the bad that we see, all the bad that we hear, oh, God. Your love, your kindness, Master. We just thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We say hallelujah to you. In spite of everything that we're seeing, everything that we're going through, in spite of everything, we acknowledge you, God. Through you're riding us through it, oh God. You're riding us through, God. You're holding us up, God. You're keeping us, God. Oh Master, we ask you right now. Woo! For mercy, God. For mercy, God. The cry is for mercy, God. Mercy, God. Oh, mercy would suit the cases, God. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you praises in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We thank God again. We thank God. We thank him for his goodness and his mercies. Because they're new. They're new every morning. They're new every minute, every second. It's a new mercy. Yeah, that only he can give us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, when man said it can't be done, God said it will. Hallelujah. God has a way that is above every man's way. His way. He has a way that seems, when it seems so impossible. Oh, glory to God. When it seemed that there is no hope. Trust in God. Trust in him. Who will not leave you. Trust him. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what you see with your natural eyes. Know that God is who he say he is. He is who he said on these papers that you pick up. When you pick up these papers and you see him at your own eyes, know and believe that this is the same God. Today. Today. He is the same God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Crying. The earth is crying. The earth is crying today. Oh, God. Oh, God. And we thank God. We thank him because we know that it's in him that we have the victory. See, we don't have victory on our own. It's only in him. Yeah, yeah. It's in him. Yeah, we have these bare beans, that we can do nothing without him. And we have to come to this place of realizing and understanding that we cannot do anything without the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, let's move into our lesson. Our lesson, we have been talking about leaders. Oh, and God is a great leader. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a great leader. Yeah, leadership. That's what we've been talking about. Is it, are we really leading when there is no one following? Think about that. Are we really leading? Can you still be a leader when you have no followers? That's a question. Yeah. Notice today, we see people following many, many on Instagram and chats. In Twitters, many followers, many bloggers. Some enjoy tweeting and tweet. And some have huge amounts of followers. I mean, you could have a million followers. Yeah. But now notice what these folks are following. Some follow information on how to build your credit, how to cook. How to follow Mr. and Mrs. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We see a lot of followers. How to find your soulmate. There are someone worth following. What are you following? Who are you following? That's the question. Yes, that's the question. So we're talking about leaders. Yeah, yeah. And what is a leader without followers? Yeah. As a leader, we know we must stand up. And sometimes we have to stand up alone. Sometimes we don't have followers. Huh? But when the follower begins to see how well you can lead, huh, and delegate on your own, in spite of the crowd, listen to me. They take note to that. Yes, they take note. You've heard many people say they started whatever the task was, and they only had two people. They only had two people, but they kept on. They kept on. They kept on. And before you knew it, it grew. It grew. And they had more followers. And each time they would open up their mouth, they had more followers. And it began to just multiply. So as a leader, it's not always about how many followers you have. Listen to me. It's not always about that. Yeah. Leaders don't serve two masters. They don't do that. Leaders don't serve two masters, hating one and loving the other. Leaders don't do that. The leader that follows Christ. Yeah. Because we do see leaders who hate something and then love the other. We see it. We see it all the time. Right. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So we see a lot of things. Straddling the fence. Now, we've all heard that. We've all heard straddling the fence. Wishy-washy. Wishy-washy, folks. Sometimey. Mm-hmm. Let's go quickly to Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 4 through 5. We're going to just start real quickly with verse 4. And it says here that I will stretch out my hand, all who live in Jerusalem. I will cut off from this place every remnant of Baal, the names of the pagans and the idolatrous priests. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. So here we see that God is speaking to the people through Zephaniah. Huh. He was a leader. Mm-hmm. He didn't back down. He didn't. He wasn't a coward. He wasn't a coward. You know, you've heard that God has no need for coward soldiers. He can't do anything with you. If you're a coward, that means you have no backbone. You need to have a backbone when you're a leader. Yeah. Backbones. What that mean? A backbone is when you're able to stand tall and you stand straight. And you are strong when you have a solid backbone. Yeah, your backbone. Yeah, you're not going to lean for any and everything. You're going to stand tall, even if you have to stand all by yourself. Yeah, so here we see Zephaniah. He's talking to the people. In verse 5, he said, those who bow down on the roof to worship the starry hosts, those who bow down and swear by the Lord, and who also swears by Molisha. Molisha. And who is this Molisha? Here we see Zephaniah is being very clear. He's being very clear to the people. He's not wavering. He's not making anything sound so difficult for you to understand. No. Very plain. He states that those who bow down on the roof and worship, when you're on the roof and you worship, you're worshiping God, because that's in those days they like to get up high, close to the heavens, and they would worship God. But here, he also talks about, excuse me, how they would also have a double standard. Yeah, they would worship God, but then they would also go and worship Bolia. Yeah, Molia, M-O-L-E-C-H. And who was this? Molia is a Canaanite god associated with child sacrifices through fire or war. So this was an actual demonic force, huh? A demonic god who sacrificed children. And so these folks But wishy-washy. They had double standards. They were double-minded. Yeah. They shredded what we call the fence. They worship God 1 minute, and then the next minute, an hour or two, they would worship this false god. Yeah. So here we see Zephaniah, the leader, is standing up, and he's talking to the people, and he's telling them what God says and that God is angry. Yeah. He's angry. Why? Because the people have sinned. You sin against God whenever you go and entertain idolatry. Whenever you take time to get in the presence of evil spirits and you worship them and you chant with them, you sin against God. Yeah. But he also told them, listen to this. He was equal. He didn't come at them just with a tunnel vision. He wanted to make them know that, yeah, you're doing all those things. You've done that. And you, some of you may still be doing it. But, hypothetically, but, I said, look at this. But, he shows them very clearly that you can still walk away. Did you hear what I said? He's still telling them that you can still walk away and come into the arms of God. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying? Yeah. We always have hope. God is always waiting for us. He's ever present. When we fall many times, he's ever present. He's ever waiting for us. Prophet Isaiah is another leader. He comes and he warns God's people that if they keep on in sin, God will punish them. But he also gives many wonderful promises of how powerful and kind God is. And he is. He is. He is loving. Hey, we all would not be here today if it hadn't been for the love of God. Because we all have sinned and come short of his glory. Yeah. Verse 16 is where we're starting at, and it says here, wash and make yourself clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. He says, stop doing wrong. I mean, this is to the point. This is no sugarcoating, huh? No trying to come indirect. You know how some people try to talk and you got to stay with them because they're going through the bridge, cross the bridge, they're going through the trees, and then they're coming back and they're going to make a circle. No! Prophet Isaiah came straight to the point and he said to wash and make yourself clean. And you know what? I was thinking about this when I read that. I said, make yourself clean. What are we talking about today? Today. This day. Right now. This time we're in. Wash what? Wash your hands and make it clean. Huh? Wash. Wash your hands. Something that we all were taught. We all were taught to wash our hands. I remember when we was in preschool. Everybody, preschool, you loved to go in the bathroom. You went in the bathroom. Why? You wanted to what? Wash your hands and play in the what? Water. But somewhere, somehow, we walked away. We walked away from washing hands. Why is that? Why did we walk away from that? Could it be very similar to walking away from God? The way God sees that we walked away from him? Huh? When he talks to us about washing and cleaning up ourselves? Look at that. And he tells us about evil deeds, things that are evil, for us to just come to a complete halt. Stop. Do it no more. Put it away. Declare that this is not what I will continue to do. Yeah. Speak up. Stand up. Leaders, and make a difference. Stand up, leaders. Speak up. Here we see Isaiah is telling us about the importance of washing. And I know somewhere we got off. I don't know how we got off. I see it myself. Many times you see people not washing their hands. I don't know why. What was it? What told us we didn't have to do that? Huh? We wash away sin. We desire to clean ourselves from sin. Have nothing to do with sin. Huh? God is a holy God. So cleanliness is godliness. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Verse 17, and it says, learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed. Huh? Defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Leaders, leaders, speak up, strong backbone, stand tall, know what you're saying when you open up your mouth. Huh? Know what you're saying. Live a life that is pleasing. Oh, glory to God. Live a life that is pleasing to God. Be an example that I can see. Not something that I read in a book. Not something that somebody tell me. But I can see you, leader. Every day. There's no wavering in you. Leaders. Verse 18 tells us to come. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like. Here we see Isaiah is pleading. He's pleading with the people to make a change. It's for your better. It's for you to have eternal life. That he does this. Hallelujah. He's dedicated. That's why he's a prophet. He's dedicated. He's sold out. Huh? To go before the people. To tell the people what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. He acknowledged that they have sinned, but you don't have to stay. You don't have to stay. You don't have to wobble in it. You don't have to just stay like the swan. You don't have to stay in that mud. You don't. You don't have to stay in the muck and the mire. You can get up. Hallelujah. Then over here, that can wash you. Wash you. And whiter than snow. Huh? The spirit of an almighty God. He has the ability. Yeah. Verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. Ooh, you're going to eat it. And this is a promise. This is not an assumption. This is not someone just making a statement. This is a promise. Just do the right thing. Just do it. Do it. Do it. And let it come to pass. Do it. You resist. Verse 20, and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Huh? For the mouth of the Lord, what? Has spoken. Look at that. See, he's letting you know. It wasn't Isaiah. Isaiah not saying nothing to you. This comes from the Lord. This comes from our Creator. This comes from heaven. This has nothing to do with me. I'm just being used by God. Huh? These are not my words. These are words that God has given me to give to you. Huh? He is the Savior. He is the Savior of the world. He desires that you, huh, be saved. Oh, glory to God. Huh? Yeah. This is what leaders do. Leaders. They follow the directions of what God has ordained for them to do. And they deliver. Did you hear what I said? They deliver. They don't just read it. They deliver. They move in action to what God has commanded them. Look at the next leader. The next leader, we all know him. His name is Jesus. Jesus is our leader. Yeah, yeah. In the book of John, we see chapter 6. John, Jesus feeds the 5,000. Now, who wants to to be with a leader who's all talk. You know, a lot of times we sit around and we see here leaders and they talk and talk and talk. But when a leader has something that he can really, really give you that will inspire you, it could be some change for the day. It could be just an encouraging word. It could be just a pat on the back, whatever. But the leader is giving something back to the community. Yeah. Here we see Jesus decides that he's going to feed them. Huh? Yeah. As a leader, he's going to feed them. Yeah. Also in John, we see Jesus walks on the water. He walks on the water using his ability to teach, hallelujah, to teach the disciples, to teach the disciples about faith, about faith. Who has a little bit of faith? Who is kind of short on that today? Who is kind of short on faith? Speaking to someone who just needs a little more faith, huh? To walk on the water, walk on the water, and stand up and believe that even though this is going on, this has happened, God has sent his only begotten Son, and his name is Jesus, and he's talking to me in the book of John. He's talking to me in the book of John, and he's letting me know that I have to have faith. I have to believe. Glory to God. Look at this. In John chapter 10, verse 22, it says, Jesus takes time. Listen to this. He takes time to go and teach the unbelievers in Jerusalem. Now, who is willing to go up against that? The unbeliever, someone who you know don't believe anything you say, no matter what you say, no matter how long you say it, they're just not going to believe. This is a great leader. This is a leader who cares. This is someone who will take time with you to go the extra mile, huh? Knowing that you have this thing. Know that you have this roadblock. Know that you're in this place of unbelief. Jesus, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word, oh God, because your word is true. Master, we ask you to prick our hearts. Teach us, oh God, great leaders, in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday and, of course, on Sunday. And we thank you for checking us out on Block Talk. Yes. Yes. And we praise God. We praise God for you. And we thank him for you. What a mighty God. Huh? We thank you. Next Friday evening. Same time, 8 o'clock. Bye-bye.